And first of all, I want to mention a couple of cautions. Right, I hope I'm right when I say how tolerant and non-dogmatic the Buddhist tradition is. I'm concerned that I'm giving you a heretical text here. This is a text that bits of the Buddhist tradition have been extremely cautious about. And it's also fair to say, I think, this teaching of Tathagatagarbha, or the teaching of the Buddha nature, which is how the later Buddhist tradition described it, it's a teaching that Bhante has been extremely cautious about. And there are two reasons for that caution. One of them is philosophical, and one of them is practical. So, the philosophical caution is this Buddhist, really? You've got a Buddhist tradition that talks about anatta. You've got a Buddhist tradition that talks about not self. You've got a Buddhist tradition that talks about impermanence as the fundamental mark of existence, the fundamental nature of existence. You've got a later Buddhist tradition that works this up into the idea of shunyata, of emptiness. And then you've got this text that's saying all beings possess the fundamental nature of the Buddha. So are we smuggling in a bit of Hinduism here? Is this actually reconcilable with the mainstream Buddhist tradition? So you've got a serious philosophical question, first of all. Something I think that exercises Bhante even more is its implications for practice. Right, and his concern is, well, if you're already Buddhas, why would you feel you had to do any practice? Right? There's been a real debate going on in FWBO meditation teaching circles about acceptance. Right, and that's something that I've heard meditation teachers say, and I found very moving, is this idea of, well, you start your practice by accepting yourself. And I've heard Bhante say in as many words, the last thing you want to do is accept yourself. Look at yourself, for goodness sake. You should be doing some serious work. His take on the I'm okay, you're okay couplet, by the way, is from the Buddhist point of view, he says, I'm not okay, you're not okay, but that's okay. The sort of serious point is that if you've got this statement that in some sense we have a Buddha nature, does this undermine the need to practice? Or even more subtly, does it take away a certain sort of urgency, a certain vitality from practice? And these are real concerns, that they're not just sort of Bhante and Birmingham worrying about this. It's actually something that developed in the Buddhist tradition itself, and something that this Tathagatagarbha tradition had to explicitly address and explicitly try to answer. So I want to say a little bit about the Tathagatagarbha tradition and how it tries to address these concerns. Then I want to say a little bit about its implications for practice.